Hey, yo, Pro Wrestling Podcast listeners, welcome to the show where we don't sing it, we bring it. Help us out and click subscribe to show your support. Are you sick and tired of dropping $60, $100, whatever it is for the latest and greatest wrestling video game? Stop immediately. Go to Wrestler Unstoppable, available exclusively through Facebook. Create a wrestler, sign contracts, get involved in storylines, headline pay-per-views, even build your own corporation, all included in Wrestler Unstoppable, available now to all Facebook users totally free. You want to become a member of the Pro Wrestling Podcast family? Want your name and a shout out to like my buddy John down in Texas? Then check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/Pro Wrestling Podcast. Sign up today. Loyalty rewards in effect. $15 a month contributor. You get to host an episode with me. $7.50 a month contributors. Enter into a drawing to also host an episode with myself. And hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of the Pro Wrestling Podcast. If you have questions, comments, something you want me to talk about in a future episode, drop us a line, Pro Wrestling Sound Offline, that is, at 267-642-1160. Questions, comments, just general commentary you want us to discuss on a future episode, give us a shout. Tell us what you want to hear, and we'll try to get to that in a future show. Don't forget, check out the homepage of Pro Wrestling Podcast by going to prowrestling.com. We'd love to have you come by and see us there as well. Tonight, got a couple things to get to. It's an interesting week in the world of professional wrestling. Some great news, some sad news. We'll get to all of it tonight. I'm going to start off by really emphasizing the importance, if you are a diehard wrestling fan, of expanding some of your experience, and you got to check out what's going on in New Japan Pro Wrestling right now. Two tournaments go on this time of year every year. They have the World Tag League, which is a tag team tournament that features some of the best wrestling tag teams in the world, at least in terms of what's available in New Japan. This year, the finals are set. The way it works is there are all these tag teams that are put into a round-robin tournament where every team faces every other team, gaining points for wins or, you know, getting no points for losses, types of wins, things like that. This year, Hiroki Goto and Yoshihashi are set up for the finals to go against Evil and Yujiro Takahashi. It's a great final for the tag team tournament. If you've never seen New Japan Pro Wrestling's tag team tournament, the World Tag League, or any of their other offerings, you really got to check out New Japan World. Subscribe to this service. We hear a lot of riffraff and conversation about the content that goes into the WWE network. A lot of that honestly feels overproduced anymore. It's like it becoming too much of an entertainment company and not a group that really focuses on the wrestling, where New Japan World is quite the opposite, very much focused on the in-ring action and really bringing you some incredible, incredible content. Got to check it out. If you can get a chance to see the World Tag League, go for it. If you appreciate the actual wrestling action, it's something you don't want to miss. At the same time, this is also the time of year where we have the Best of the Super Juniors. Now, this tournament's going on for so long, and it always brings together some of the greatest young, you know, essentially cruiserweight talent from around the world. And two of the best in the business, Hiromu Takahashi and Yo, are going to be competing in the finals of that tournament. You got to check it out, because here's the problem. If you're a mainstream viewer, somebody who's not, you know, a diehard wrestling fanatic, you see the WWE product, even the cruiserweights, and you get kind of a feel or a perception about what's supposed to go into a cruiserweight-style bout. And I cannot emphasize enough how inaccurate WWE's version of cruiserweight wrestling is. The stuff that goes on in New Japan sets the standard for all of the, I want to say smaller talent, smaller stars, but, you know, the lighter stars. Of course, this is the kind of thing you see in Impact Wrestling with the X Division. WWE has their Cruiserweight Division. There's, you know, some of the matches with some of the smaller guys in AEW that are still incredibly entertaining. This is a category of people like the Young Bucks and Kyle O'Reilly, Adam Cole, people like that would have at one point competed in, Bryan Danielson. The smaller guys who really can do some things in the ring that you don't see anywhere else. And if you've never seen the Best of the Super Juniors, it's another one of those things you really need to check out at least once. And really get an idea for what great cruiserweight wrestling is all about, because it really is something special. And it's not something you can find anywhere else. Also in the news, congratulations go out this week to Diamond Dallas Page getting married to Paige McMahon, which is interesting because it means that her name is now Paige. Interesting. Well, know that I've ever really thought about that before. Now, I know Dallas Page is not his original birth-given name, so maybe there's a lack of truth to the Page thing, but it certainly brings up an interesting conversation piece, should that be his legal name nowadays. But congratulations to DDP. Absolutely wonderful news to hear that he's doing so well and, you know, finding the love of his life is a beautiful thing. Eddie Kingston in the news, he did a great conversation piece earlier this week on the Swerve City podcast. Talked about a lot of things. A couple things I wanted to touch on, though. Spoke about getting an offer from WWE. And essentially, from what I gather from his interview, he was being essentially... they wanted him for like a backstage producer trainer kind of role rather than an active competitor. And he felt that he could still go. He could still contribute in the wrestling ring, which I've got to tell you something. In case he wasn't sure how accurate that was, he is doing some of his best work of his entire career. And I mean this, and I'm going to shoot from the hip here in a second. In the same interview, he talked about depression, which I take very seriously. My professional life, psychology and discussions about depression are a very serious thing. And to know that a professional wrestler with the talent, the skill set, and everything else that Eddie Kingston brings to the table at any point in time faces these types of confidence concerns and other things, it's a shame, but it's completely natural. But on a real serious note, I hope that Eddie Kingston knows that everything that he's done throughout his career is incredibly inspiring. A guy who in, you know, major organizations around the world in the past, throughout the history of wrestling, may not have gotten a fair shake in the wrestling world, has done pretty well for himself. And now with AEW being here, it's time that the rest of the world finally got to see what Eddie Kingston can do. And I don't care what anybody says. If you've been watching Eddie Kingston since he arrived in AEW, if that was your first exposure, if you had no idea what happened in CZW or any other place before that, if you just saw the AEW stuff, you have to agree, if you're a real wrestling fan, that he has done everything you could possibly have asked a talent to do and some. And it's been incredibly entertaining. And for somebody like me, who spent a lot of my life being told what I couldn't do, what I wasn't going to be able to contribute, did he see somebody who took a chance, took a risk, and bet on themselves to continue to be a wrestler and contribute, not realizing that they were going to contribute so much? I'm just thankful that he took the opportunity and really ran with it and has done beautiful, beautiful things with AEW. And in terms of the depression, he talked about some of the pressures of trying to not wanting to let people down and disappoint and things of that nature. And what I hope he understands is that it's not possible to let people down who have been inspired by you. You know, you don't have to win every match. You don't have to have a five-star match every time you go out there. You don't have to have a five-star match once in your career. That's not what it's about. Some of us really are inspired by and are touched by the wrestlers who go out there, and you just know they're real and they're given everything they've got and that they love and appreciate the business so much that even though it's, you know, I hate the term fake. I will never use the term fake. I think that's a horrible term, but it is a planned athletic exhibition. We'll use that terminology. For something that is a planned athletic exhibition, he makes it believable. He makes it enjoyable. He takes it seriously. And those things are part of what make me love professional wrestling. It's part of why I do the show that I do, is because of that kind of inspiration. I actually posted on Twitter a direct message tweet to him because I appreciate everything he's done in this business and for being a part of the inspiration for other wrestlers to continue to fight for their spot on the roster and not give up on their dreams of being a wrestler. And really just so he knows that he is always has been and always will be appreciated by those of us who take the time to truly understand the business and understand how incredible some of the talents are. And if at any point in time, Eddie Kingston has ever thought that his work wasn't appreciated or thinks that's even a possibility in the future, you couldn't be more wrong. Some of us absolutely love everything you do. And no matter what the star quality of the matches are, I don't care about that. I care about having somebody who really makes me feel great about being a wrestling fan. And that's something Eddie Kingston does. And I just want to put a personal thank you out there to him for that. Other news stories of the week, Katsuyori Shibata, if you don't know who that is, New Japan Pro Wrestling superstar who has forced to retire way back in 2017. He had a serious neurological issue from a brain bleed after a match with a professional wrestler. People thought he was going to die. One of his catch, you know, his big moves was these incredibly physical headbutts and whatnot, and it legitimately caused him life-altering conditions. And and at this point, it sounds like he's going to be trying to make a comeback and get into the ring. He had like an exhibition match against Zack Sabre Jr. on the last night of the G1 Climax this year, G1 Climax 31, and it looks like he is hoping to get into the ring for a more substantial contribution, trying to make a go of this thing and really get back into the swing of being a professional wrestler. I hope that that takes place at Wrestle Kingdom. Again, if you're not a New Japan fan, you need to be. Wrestle Kingdom's as big as WrestleMania is, with just as good, if not better, wrestling. So you should check that out. It'll be interesting to see what happens. Right now, he's in the dojo in Los Angeles for New Japan training talent. But it'll be great to see him be able to go into the ring and just do a couple matches every year, because he really was an incredible talent. He was in the ring with people like Kazuchika Okada, Hiroshi Tanahashi, all the who's who of the best stars New Japan has to offer, and always put on a great, entertaining, and very physical style of performance, which is something he really appreciates. And it'll be great to see if he can get back in the ring. Speaking of New Japan stars, Will Ospreay in the news, very frustrated. I don't know if anybody saw over the last week or so, Saturday, there was World Class Revolution holding an event in Irving, Texas, and there's a wrestler called the Blood Hunter who defended his Texas Heavyweight Championship against, you know, former Carlito in WWE. And towards the end of the match, there's a referee named Landel Del Toro who was brought in as a referee who essentially is there to get color. He blades or whatever he needs to do to get color as a referee. And there's this whole storyline being built in where, like, you know, the Blood Hunter comes out and he has a spike that he threatens to spike people with. And at the end of the match here, the match is over and he starts spiking this referee. And the problem is it's legitimately busting this ref open. And I don't mean a little. I mean hitting an artery, blood pouring everywhere to the point that the police were called. And now Will Ospreay's in the new heat news. He wants this to be considered an assault. Jordynne Grace from Impact Wrestling, the female superstar there, also saying this is assault. This shouldn't be tolerated. There should be charges filed. I don't know where to fall on this because there have been comments out by everybody. Blood Hunter has come out and made comments about how there was an agreement in place before the show went on. The referee was supposed to get color. He was wearing a mask, couldn't see properly to be able to know that things were as bad as it was. The referee never gave him any indication to stop or anything like that. The referee responded by saying that it's tough to say stop when you're being choked out and you have a 300-pound guy putting his knee in your back. There was another referee involved who was very upset with the situation, that the guy wouldn't comply with his wishes, all kinds of stuff, and implying that he may have been in some way not in his best mental state when he went out to wrestle. Not a good situation, certainly not for World Class Revolution. There's even controversy. They apparently fired the Blood Hunter after the match, but he claims he has an email confirming that he quit their company after the match. So I don't know who to believe there. Just a bad look all around. And people keep arguing about this on Twitter about what should be done and what should have been happening. And, you know, like I said, Will Ospreay even throwing out that there should be charges filed. I got a better idea. How about we just don't run angles where we're carving people's heads open to begin with? Like, I get it. I like hardcore wrestling as much as the next guy. But it's real easy to, like, hit somebody in the head with a kendo stick, you know, or something like that, and not have these types of issues, then why do we need to pull out a railroad spike or a knife and cut people, make it look like we're committing attempted murder, for lack of better terms? It's not necessary. If you need that kind of bloodlust, go watch a horror flick. You don't need that in our pro wrestling. I don't care what pro wrestling it is. So how about we just get rid of those angles altogether? We don't have to worry about things like this. Like, WWE is at least smart enough that when they bring out, like, the barbed wire baseball bat, the barbed wire is dull and it's not anywhere near what real barbed wire is. You know, the guy who portrays the character claims that he thought it was a gimmicked spike and it wasn't or whatever. It doesn't matter. Let's just not do the angles anymore because they don't go anywhere positive, and they only open up your promotion to potential issues going forward. So I'm just not a big fan. Moving on, stuff more positive. Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, we've talked about last episode, the Battle of Los Angeles tournament coming back in 2022. There are more talents that have been added. We've got Black Taurus, who's an Impact Wrestling star, has been confirmed for the tournament. Leo Rush, who's in AEW. Kevin Blackwood. Alex Shelley of the Motor City Machine Guns. Jonah Rock was the first one announced. And now AEW star Daniel Garcia is headed to the Battle of Los Angeles tournament as well. So it'll be interesting to see if this tournament, who else shapes up this tournament. It's looking like it could be a very entertaining offering. Pro Wrestling Guerrilla usually is. And it should be exciting, but they keep adding star power, and you get to see matches you probably wouldn't see elsewhere. So it should be a great show. And speaking of great shows, I couldn't go any further without bringing this up. I understand there's these small promotions all over the world, and sometimes we hear about them, sometimes we don't. But if you've never heard of Cotter Pro Wrestling, the Nation of Cotter, Q-A-T-A-R, some say Qatar or whatever, they put on a wrestling show every so often, and they have a show booked for March 18th and 19th of 2022. It's going to be Cotter Pro Wrestling's Super Slam 3, and the talents that they're lining up are off the chart. And just announced is that Bryan Danielson will be going, their AEW star, and he's going to be joined by other AEW wrestlers, Jon Moxley, Brian Cage, Sammy Guevara, and Sting, as well as a bunch of legends. Bret Hart will be there, Booker T, Eric Bischoff, recently released Karrion Kross is going to be there, Titan, which is Adam Scher or former Braun Strowman, EC3, Hiroshi Tanahashi from New Japan Pro Wrestling, Will Ospreay, those guys are all going to be there, and this is where you get to see people from so many different companies come together and really put together a incredible program. Their Super Slam 2 and Super Slam original events were both incredible as well. They go out of their way to bring in some of the best talent in the world, and it's something you should really try to check out. March 18th, 19th, 2022, I am sure you'll be able to find it on YouTube. That's where I found the first two when I first heard about them, and this looks like it's going to be incredible as well. So Bryan Danielson being added, that brings some legit star power to the show that, you know, they had some big names. Moxley, of course, is a big name, Sting, but this is just one more incredible talent that'll be here. Can you imagine? They haven't announced who he's going to wrestle. Wouldn't you love to see Bryan Danielson against Will Ospreay or Bryan Danielson against Tanahashi? Like, just incredible matches that you've never had an opportunity to see anywhere else before. That's what I'm pulling for. I'd like to see something like that. And hopefully Tony Khan is okay with this taking place and letting them just go at it with whoever they decide to put him against in Cotter Pro, because whatever they do, hopefully he'll be given the freedom to really put together something incredible. And of course, I got to bring up something sad in the world of professional wrestling. Jimmy Rave, who is a talent that participated in wrestling in both Impact Wrestling, Ring of Honor, Combat Zone Wrestling, aka CZW, various other independent promotions, passed away this week at the age of 39. He had been dealing with a lot of issues in recent years, some addiction concerns, and recently had all sorts of serious medical conditions, lost an arm, had both legs amputated due to different medical ailments. And it's just sad. 39 years old, really a talented guy. I mean, he spent a good chunk of his career, especially the time he was in with Ring of Honor, going against guys like AJ Styles and Bryan Danielson and people like that, CM Punk. And really just you'll always have those guys who maybe they don't get pushed to the top of the card for whatever that reason is. They just don't. But probably should have gotten an opportunity at some point to be bigger stars than they actually were. And he's one of those guys I wouldn't have a problem saying is like that. He was a very talented young man, did a lot of really great stuff in the ring. And even if he wasn't the main event, he was always able to put on a great show to make you feel like he could have been in the main event. And let's be honest, that's what it's all about, putting on a great show. And it's just sad to hear of his passing. You know, with all the challenges he's faced the last couple of years, really hoping that he would have come out in a little better way. But at least he is out of pain now, and we just send our most heartfelt condolences to the family and friends of Jimmy Rave. What an incredible talent, gone too soon. It's just not a good feeling because there was so much potential there for something so much bigger. That's all the time we have for this episode. Check back with us next episode. We'll run down the latest wrestling news and rumors. Special thanks, as always, goes out to bensound.com and purpleplanet.com for producing any music or sound effects we use in our shows. Today's show, sponsored in part by Beazle Games, bring a new family, new friend to family game night every time you come out with sketchy people. Showcase your artistic side in this game by Beazle Games by going to frowrestling.com and clicking the icon in the middle of the screen to pick up your copy today. And to alleyrepair.com. Contact Alley Repair today for servicing all your classic skee-ball, pinball, and arcade game needs. If you're looking for your next career move, you're considering college, university life, or you just need some formal training for your next career decision, go to our sister website at frolifeplanning.com for all your higher education needs, as Fro Life Educational Planning is for today, for tomorrow, and for life with Fro Life. I'm Fred Froelich, better known as Mr. Fro. Actually, as a matter of fact, anymore, it's Dr. Fro. I went through all that struggle to get that doctor thing, and I always forget to say it. I am Dr. Fro. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode. If you ever have any questions, comments, concerns, please shoot them off to the Fro Wrestling Sound Offline. We'd love to hear from you. Check out the homepage, frowrestling.com. And until next time, have a great one. Take care, everybody, and have a